I'm calling the meeting to order at 6:01 because we do have quorum. And so, Micklin, I believe you have the fill that you need to do.
Thank you, Chair. So welcome. If you lose connection at any time, reconnect by clicking the link in your email invite. Committee members, please activate your video and keep it on for the duration of the meeting. Use the raise hand feature if you wish to speak, ask questions, or request a roll call vote. City staff, please activate your video when you're speaking. Use the raise hand feature when you're asked a question. Public members, the name you entered in Zoom must match the name you entered in registration. You will remain muted until called upon by the chair. Please do not use your video. Back to you, Chair.
Right. Micklin, can you share the agenda, please?
I'll do that, Chair. Do we want to do roll call first?
Yeah, can you do a roll call?
Thank you.
My apologies.
Thank you. Rainey Moore?
Present.
Johnson?
Present.
Davis?
Present.
Hawkins? Banks?
Present.
Frost?
Present.
Chen? Kato and Binay.
Present.
Okay, back to you, Chair. Thank you.
All right. Hold on, give me 1 second. Michaeline, are you able to share your agenda?
Yes, I can do that.
Thank you, because it's not letting me. Okay. I don't believe there's any public comments. I have not seen any. Is that correct, Michaela?
That's correct. Thank you.
Okay. And then can I have a motion to approve the June 24th, 2024 minutes?
So moved.
Has everyone had a chance to review the minutes?
Yeah, so moved.
Derek, was that you?
Yes, yep.
Okay, can I have a second?
Second.
And who was that?
I think it was two of us. I was by nine, and I think I heard another voice as well.
Okay. And then, is there any discussion? I'm not seeing any hands. So, all in favor of the approval of the June 24th minutes, can you just acknowledge and say yes?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Anyone opposed or abstaining? Right, looks like the minutes are approved. Next item on, are there any disclosures or recusals? I'm not seeing any hands. So we will go down to nomination and update on a nomination. You all should have had several attachments on your list. So do we want to go through those and talk about those, where we are, and see what we want to do? Michaelyn, go ahead.
Yeah, thank you, Chair. Just a quick update in terms of nominations we've received. To date, we haven't received any new nominations. So that's kind of where we are with that for now. In terms of the carryover from 2023,
right.
Yeah, we have three. Given that we gave out three awards this year, so we have three on the list to be a part of any new nominations we get this year.
And can you just remind folks of who those three are?
Sure. So we'll be considering, and I apologize if I mispronounce the names. There's a Lucien Liu Sanitas, Sheree Wallace. Then there's Erica Rosales and Yesenia Torres.
Okay. And Mikkelin, is that your hand still raised?
Yes, Lord, thanks.
Okay. And then in terms of those nominations, those nominees, is there anything we should be doing to encourage folks? Anything outside of what we've done? Any thoughts anybody have?
This is not anything
I
don't think this is anything that we haven't done, but we might want to just make sure that we get something out to like the Cap City Hughes and the Madison 365, encouraging folks to make nominations. So we might want to do that, earlier this year. Just to help spread the word a little bit. And I don't know, just a side note, I don't know if it'll be helpful for maybe the committee, tonight to just quickly review the nomination form, just so everybody is sort of aware and they've seen it. I've seen it a million times, but I don't know if everybody else has on this call. So just wanted to put that out there as well.
I think the majority of folks, there might be one or two maybe that have not seen it, but I think the majority. But the other thing that we did also talk about doing was maybe partnering with the Urban League and having a conversation with Ed Lee and Andrew, who actually facilitate the MLK awards for the students that they receive for their MLK Day, is partnering with them. And I don't know if we've had conversations with them yet. I know I haven't had the conversations with them yet about it, and I'm willing to do that because I'm actually in meetings with Dr. Anthony once a week, so I'm willing to actually do that. And then I'm more than fine with us looking over the application just to see if there's any thing that we want to do differently with it. That's perfectly fine. Jasmine?
So is there an opportunity, because I know when I first got on the commission, there was a list of like community-based organizations. Is there a way to like split those up amongst the folks that are on this commission? And then is there like a templated letter that we can email to different organizations to just start to get the word out? I don't know if that's something that people want to do, but I would be willing to do that.
What are folks' thoughts about it?
I think that's fine. This is Dominic.
Okay, go ahead.
Yep. So I had emailed all of the neighborhood centers today sharing out that information. So that's it was to 27 recipients, but 15 neighborhood centers. So I can email this group with the email that I had sent just so that like template is there, unless there's something else that we wanted to put together. But yeah, so I've reached out to all of our neighborhood centers today, sharing out that information. I'd previously shared it with them at a neighborhood center directors meeting. But I noticed today too that while I was sending that information out, that once I clicked on the award criteria page, that it has maybe something that should be corrected, which is the date of the MLK birthday celebration. It's currently listed as Monday, January 15th, 2024. So I might just want to be updated with what the new...
For 2025.
For 2025, correct. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Noted. We'll update that.
Thank you. Anybody else? And Jasmine, I'm willing to call folks too, but I do think that it would be nice that if we all use the same template, so what's going out is consistent.
I agree, because I think that it looks much more professional and like a brand. And right. So then some people think, yep, so I agree. I think that we should have a templated letter to send out. And then we could use that templated letter every year when we engage with community.
Dominic, can you share what you sent out with us?
Yeah, so just so there's not an issue of quorum in the email, should I send it out to...
Can you send it to Michaelin?
I will. That's exactly what I was going to suggest. Thank you.
And was somebody just trying to get in? Sure. Okay, though. Okay. And then, did we want to have a timeline of when we want to get those letters out to the organizations? And then, did we want to also, there is a deadline for folks to respond with the application, but can we have a timeline of when we wanted to get them all out? What's feasible for folks if we divide up the list of organizations? Jasmine?
I think if we could have it sent out by the end of September, because then that gives everybody a month to do it, and then it will give, because I think the deadline is November 15th,
right?
So then that will give everybody like a month and a half, unless if people want it can do it sooner, but I think the deadline for us, we can do it, I don't know, I think it's like a gracious timeline at the end of September, because I don't know what people have going on.
If we did it, like, can we, I'm thinking maybe, can we do like getting it out the end of September, but then can we do like, let's say, middle of October, reminder emails that would go out to those folks that we sent it? Would that be feasible?
Yes.
Okay. Anybody else have any thoughts on that, whether that's doable?
Sounds doable to me.
Okay. Carrie?
I was going to say, because I'm considered the staff representing the county side, I have to send out information on listservs all the time. And I think it would be good, you guys consistently, as you know, as a commission, but myself, I may be also sending out things a little sooner, because the more the merrier, you know what I mean? Because I mean, because a lot of information that goes out, and I think it's good what you guys are doing. But when I'm thinking of some upcoming events that I'm going to be participating in also, and I can take that information with me as well, and have, that's what I tend to do also. And for some people that don't check their emails consistently or whatever, you know, or busy or whatever, I could also take this information with me and have it readily available too, just to add, as an, you know, as an additional Band-Aid, that's doable.
Okay. Signing, am I saying your name right?
It's Signe, thank you. Sydney. I was wondering how the commission would feel about reaching out to even for-profit companies that have a DEI unit. I know we spend a lot of our time with neighborhood associations and other community groups, nonprofits, but there are some for-profit companies that are committed to some of the values and principles that are upheld within the award. And maybe there's a tree we can shake there to also develop relationships and maybe get even further contributions. How does everyone feel about that?
I think it's open. The application is open to anybody. So it's not just nonprofits. It's open to anybody who meets the criteria. And then particularly, you know, even people on campus, right? So, I mean, it's really open to anyone, and it's where we want, where our reach is, where typically is who we are reaching out to is depending on who our reach is and what we know. But if there are organizations that maybe we don't have on a list that we are missing, we certainly are open to adding folks to the list. Jasmine?
Are there flyers that are put out like in the city county building on bulletin boards and stuff?
There are flyers. And
when do those flyers go up? So who puts them up and when do they go up?
I believe in terms of putting them in the city county building, I believe that Michael and the office and them submitted, put them up in offices. But we all have access to flyers to be able to put them wherever we think that they would be utilized, where folks will see them. So we can pick them up and put them wherever we feel is best, and folks, it'll have a reach, right? Michaelin?
Yeah, thank you, Chair. Yes, so we do utilize the social media that we have, and we've shared it with our new, I need to go back and double check the communication, but we would be sharing it with our citywide PIO to get the message out. We do utilize the bulletin boards, both the physical and the digital bulletin boards that we have across the city. So I'll double back and just check to make sure that we've sent those out. And also the other thing that we would probably do is also just send like a interdee to each of the agencies with the flyer and ask them to put it out in their common areas.
And I know Carrie has taken them to community centers and things in the past as well. Derek?
Yeah, I'm just here thinking about sort of our marketing campaign. And I'm wondering if, you know, there are any narratives or stories that, you know, we can share that really, I guess, speak to the importance of, you know, nominating someone for the MLK, you know, award, whether that be, you know, highlighting, you know, previous, you know, recipients or anything. I mean, I'm not exactly sure, you know, what that could very well be. But I think, you know, in addition to, you know, putting up flyers, sending out emails, you know, distributing flyers at different events, I'm just wondering if there's a compelling story that, you know, maybe we can put together that might be a little bit more, you know, powerful in terms of people drawing people's attention to this. But just a thought I wanted to put out there.
I like that idea, Derek. And if we could get quotes from folks who have actually done it, and I know we utilize social media, but is there some way that we can also capitalize on what Derek is saying by highlighting certain folks who have already gotten the award? I believe we already have some pictures of them already. And could we do some of that, getting a couple quotes from folks who have already gotten it, and then highlight them as recipients, and encouraging folks to nominate other folks who they think might fit the criteria. Joe.
Also a thought, as the school year will soon be starting up and we're often searching for youth candidates, I wonder if we want to make a potential endeavor to reach out to some of the schools, you know, and see if we can pull up, you know, some potential candidates from the schools.
I think that would be great. And then the other thing that goes along with that is I know that there are going to be some ribbon cuttings at some of these high schools coming up. Could we have some flyers that I know that I'm going to be participating in the ribbon cutting. So could we have some flyers that we could also hand out there at each of the high schools for their ribbon cutting? I know school is coming open, so I'm kind of glad that you said sending the letters at the end of September, Jasmine, because we don't want to do it at the beginning because it might get lost in some of the stuff that's happening at the beginning of the school year. So I think that end of the September is actually great because they would have had a chance to adjust and get into their routine. And then it's not during finals, so hopefully we can get some nominations based on our push. Any and Michaelin, do you know, do we have flyers that are already printed out that folks can pick up if they wanted to?
Yeah, I can certainly arrange that if you'll just let me know if you want me to email that to, your workplaces or whatever location that you want them to go through. We can get those arranged for you.
That would be great. If any, Cheryl?
Well, I like all of these ideas a lot, and this year, the timing is strange. But the scholarship winners, we had 29 scholarship winners, high school graduates. And so I deliberately sort of, I didn't like tackle them or anything, but I did make a note of those that had outstanding already in high school, outstanding volunteerism and outreach. And so I have that list. And so we're going to make sure that we send to the schools and to make sure that they're recognized because I've never had the timing is off sometimes because that happens in April. So I think that this will work better for us to be more proactive in trying to capture these. And also with the Urban League has the same scholarship. These are all during the MLK time, and
Right.
so it's hard to sort of collect those. But there are a lot of amazing kids doing amazing things. So that's
There
sort of
definitely
my
are.
focus. Yep.
Okay, so it sounds like we have a plan that we'll be each of us will get divide up a list of organizations, and each of us will be reaching out to those organizations that we have some connections to with the information regarding the award ceremony. We'll have some flyers that folks can either pick up and or Michaelin is willing to email to folks and we can share some of those at different events that we're at, and particularly some of the upcoming events that are coming up that we are aware of. We also because we know that there is the ribbon cutting for the schools that's happening. We also know that there's like first day they're asking folks to welcome students back for first day for some of those younger students. That might be an opportunity to also connect. There's the Foundation for Black Women's Wellness event is coming up in September, towards the end of September. So that would still give folks enough time to get the application completed and filled out. We can share it at different spaces we're in. That would be great. We're going to all use the same template so that we are consistent in our messaging that we're sending out, which will be forwarded to Michaelin to share with the rest of us. So that we're all on the same page and we all are putting out the same exact information. November 15th is the deadline for the applications to be in. So we want to do our push as much as we can so we can get as many applications as possible. And we are looking at applicants in three different categories. So there's three different age levels that we're looking at. The one area we struggle the most is with our youth. So it sounds like we also have a plan for addressing that. So anything else that I forgot regarding that plan? Michaelin?
Yeah, thank you, Chair. I just wanted to correct the date of the nomination deadline. It's actually November 8th.
November 8th, sorry.
Thank you.
I don't know why I had November 15th. Probably because elections is that week, ain't it? Oh, Lord. Okay. So November 8th is the deadline for the application, but that still gives us plenty of time to connect with organizations. And the other thing that I forgot is we're going to be reaching out to some of those for-profit businesses as well as nonprofit businesses. Right. And anything that I forgot, and then do folks want to take a look at the application again to see are everybody familiar with what's on the application?
Chair, just one thing to add to your to the list is outreach to the local media. As well, just nominations are open.
Yeah, to our local media outlets, Madison 365, Umoja Magazine would be also good. What else am I missing, Derek?
The Hughes.
Capital City Hughes. And we could also, I'm trying to think, is there connect with some of the other organizations that are not necessarily Black, but BIPOC, but other organizations as well.
Lock them down.
Yep. Jasmine?
Can we add the Simpson Street Free Press to that?
Oh, yeah. That's right. I just saw them yesterday, actually.
And it would. I wonder if they could come and interview somebody for the paper.
Oh yeah, that would be nice. That would be nice. And we might even get some use from them. Jim Cramer, anybody? I know Jim. If anybody else knows him. You can reach out too, but I know him too. But I saw Dominic.
Yeah, I was just gonna say I oversee their contract with the city, so I'm happy to send Jim an email tomorrow morning asking
him
for his youth. But then so I'm reaching out to him to ask him to do an interview with former recipients.
To former recipients or somebody on this, they could also interview somebody on this commission who's willing to be interviewed. If anybody's willing to be interviewed about the process, that would be great.
And is there anybody that's interested right now, just so I've got something at the top of my head that would be interested in being interviewed? I'm looking at you, Jasmine. I'm sorry.
I'm no, looking at Jasmine or Derek.
So I'm going to say either one or two things. So I would feel comfortable doing it alongside somebody. Just because I don't think I know enough about the whole process and like all the ins and outs to do a good interview, but I would be welcome to do it alongside somebody.
And Derek, does
I'd
it seem
happy to be with
interested
you.
As well? Oh, Corinda. Okay.
Yeah, I nominate Corinda.
Fantastic. Well, I'm happy to send an email to Jim tomorrow. I will, just for full disclosure, let you know that I'm leaving for Scotland tomorrow as well. So it'll be a couple days in between emails probably, but I'll make sure to close the loop on that by the time I get home next week. So.
Okay. Well, you have a good trip. We jealous, but hey. Okay. Anybody need to look at the applications or go through the application, or are we good with it? Nope, doesn't sound like it. Sounds like folks are good with where we are with the application. So that's great. Michaelin, is there what else? What's next on the agenda?
I think we just had the finalized the agenda. I'm sorry, the finalized timeline for the award.
Okay.
And then we're going to wrap up with any future topics.
All right. So we did do the timeline. So any future topics folks want to discuss related to the MLK?
I like the idea. Oh, I'm sorry.
Can we go with Joe first and then Cheryl?
I think like once we start doing the next cycle, like after this round of reviews, I know we've discussed it before, but revisiting some of the age groups, notably in the youth category, and some of the rules there to see if, some discussion for like the 2026 award year, if there would be possibilities to enhance and expand, those categories and awards to help, get more candidates. So I think it would be nice just to have a conversation, starting after the end of this award cycle.
That sounds good.
Thanks.
Cheryl?
Well, I still was really liking the idea of stories, and so I happen to know the youth that won last year. And so I'm just thinking that would maybe precipitate more incentive for youth to apply, but I'd be more than happy to think about other people that I know who are, the adults too, who have won, and at least pick and choose a couple just to see. But I really like that idea.
I like that idea too, Cheryl. Are you willing to reach out to that person to see if they're willing to share a quote with us? Because I think it's important that we capture like messaging or quotes from folks who have won, just so we can have it in our back pocket and be able to use it if they don't mind. So that would be great. I see Carrie and then Jasmine.
Okay, I just realized oops, my reason me raising my hand. Okay. I realized that I did get some quotes a couple of years ago from I feel like Vanessa McDowell and Michael Johnson. I reached out the other gentleman Kenneth Cole. I reached out he because he was the youth. I specifically wanted youth and I didn't get
Right.
a re response from him or Adams. Was it Shira? I think it was Shira also had won. And I hadn't gotten quotes, but I know I have a couple quotes from a couple folks that have won within the last couple of years that I will have on file too. So
Well, that would be great if we could use those in our social media campaign
okay.
regarding.
When I get off this meeting, apparently my computer is in some ridiculous mode that what is it called? It's in some weird mode that's in so yeah, we're always getting updates, you guys. I don't know how the rest of you guys, but we live in some type of mode here with the county. So it's in some weird mode, and when it gets out of that mode, I'll go in and get that, and then I'll send that to Michael, and then do you want a
Okay,
copy,
that'd be
Brenda?
great.
Do you want a
You
copy
can,
as well?
it does, Michaelin will forward it to me
Okay.
anyway, so
Okay. All right.
Jasmine.
Plus, so in addition, I think the quotes are a really good idea. And I wonder if moving forward, so when we talk about it for 2026, is there an opportunity to put on the application? So, like if the person is selected, we may be using a portion of your story. Like, you know what I mean? So we're not having to go back and say to somebody, can you give us a quote? So can we let people know ahead of time that we may be using a portion of your story for marketing or social media? So just so we're not having to find people.
Derek?
I agree with what Jasmine just said. I would even maybe suggest, you know, we live in a digital world, and I mean, like, images, videos are like the thing now. If there's a way, you know, beyond just having a quote, maybe there's a photo with a quote. If there's any video footage that we can, you know, create just to kind of, you know, really create that, you know, compelling, exciting story behind this, that might be another opportunity as well.
No, I like that idea with putting a photo with the quote, because then folks will see people, and often if they see them and they know them, they are more likely to, one, read it, and then two, maybe recognize somebody else who should probably get it too, right? So I like that idea. Joe?
Yeah, and just I think I like Derek's idea, and just maybe you know, adding to that, that like maybe after this award cycle, or even as the videos being recorded for this award cycle, if we might be able to have the capacity to create promotional graphics or even a promotional sort of supercut video, you know, that could be used in the next cycle.
Oh, yeah. Anything else? Cheryl?
I just wanted to say that I'm not going to write a chapter book, but I think that Derek is right more than a quote, because of the 29 scholarship recipients that Women in Focus have, many people are in tears because it is so powerful. So you would want to capture some of that in terms of their stories.
Absolutely. Know, well, and then the other thing about it is when you're reading, which is why it makes it so hard for me to understand why we are having trouble getting some of these youth. Because when you look at youth in the other capacity of other things, they are doing some amazing work. And to the point that it's hard to, like, pick, like, who should get it, because they're all doing great stuff. And I'm just thinking about, you know, different areas of scholarship for different organizations that I'm involved in. And when you're reading some of these stories, it's like, my goodness, we want to give them all the scholarship because they're all doing wonderful stuff. And yet we continue to struggle each time. Dominique?
Yeah, I just want to say I love all of these ideas. I think this is really good stuff. So when I reach out to Jim Cramer tomorrow, I'm going to reach out with him to him to give him the nomination information and request that he nominate a youth within his program and share the information widely. But I will also be offering to take photos because I used to have a photo company. So I will take professional photos of the individuals that will be in that story, whether that's Jasmine and you, Corinda. But then Cheryl, also, if you hear back from the youth that was the award recipient last year, if you could let me know that, yes, that they will provide a quote or that they would like to be photographed, because then we can use that information with Simpson Street Free Press, and maybe they can build that into the story that they're going to write as well. So all of these things can just be layered on top of each other. And Cheryl, I'm happy to coordinate with you after you hear back from the youth that you'll be reaching out to. So that the story that the youth possibly at Simpson Street will just have, you know, pieces that they can just plug in there. So these are really great ideas, and I appreciate everybody being thought partners in this process.
I do too. I'm loving where this is going, and I'm hoping that this will yield us the outcomes that we want, because we really, our goal is to have lots of applications that it's so difficult for us to choose, but knowing we have to choose. But making sure that our youth are in this space, because they are out there doing great work, like Cheryl said. They're doing great work, and they're phenomenal youth. And so if we can get a fraction of applications for them, I'd be happy. but I really want as many as we can, knowing that we really only can recognize one. But I think it's even an honor to be nominated. And if we can find a way to give certificates of acknowledgement for the, I'm not saying for the adults, but maybe we should think about for the adults too. But for those youth who don't, who are nominated but don't win, at least give them something to show that they were nominated, but also to kind of praise them for what they are doing in the community. Anything else? I'm not hearing anything else. So it sounds like we all got our work ahead of us. So let's do the work and get the information out there. And then I want to also thank you all for actually being on this call tonight. It was great discussion, and I think we have some great strategies that we are putting out there as well. So I just want to say I appreciate all of you for being here and all of you for actually being in this process with us. So thank you, and have a good night, everybody.
Thank you, Corinda.
Thanks, everybody.
You're welcome. Yep, thanks.